Going a step further, I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. The state of Mississippi, among several states ready to ban most abortions through so-called trigger laws if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, Republican Governor Tate Reeves.
And if, in fact, this court votes to overturn Roe, you are correct. Our trigger law will go into effect, and we will ban abortions with the exceptions of rape and the life of the mother because of that trigger law that passed in 2007.
Governor Reeves, Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. The current case before the high court is tied to a Mississippi law that limits abortion. Arson investigators, meantime, probing a fire inside the headquarters of the anti-abortion group Wisconsin Family Action, where someone had also spray-painted a message outside. That fire reported shortly after 6 a.m. Sunday with a message, quote, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either," unquote, spray-painted on the building. First Lady Jill Biden making an unannounced Mother's Day trip Sunday to Ukraine to meet with that nation's First Lady as a show of solidarity against the continuing Russian invasion. This as Russian forces are targeting Ukrainian infrastructure, including areas with civilians.
We've been hearing rounds and rounds of air raid sirens. There have been no reports of any Russian strikes nearby, but we have heard that the Black Sea port of Odessa was hit by Russian missiles earlier. The word is that the Russians are targeting airstrips, infrastructure, to try and limit Ukraine's military options. They're also hitting civilians. It bombed overnight a school used as a refugee shelter in a Ukrainian town in the east. 30 civilians were rescued there. 60 are feared dead under the rubble.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv, where Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau paid a visit on Sunday. And there's preliminary word of a magnitude 6.1 earthquake detected off eastern Taiwan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Towns along the southern U.S. border with Mexico are growing concerned about a potential increase in migrants following the scheduled expiration of a Trump-era policy known as Title 42.
We're about 35 miles east of the southern border right now, and even before Title 42 ends in just over 2 weeks, communities like this are seeing big problems. This processing center is expected to get busy here starting on the 23rd when Title 42 ends. This just recently went up. Eagle Pass, of course, has been a busy point of crossing in recent months. Migrants will often spend the night in tunnels while waiting to be smuggled farther north away from the border, leaving behind their belongings. The human smuggling often leads to chases, and that brings danger to people in this community and communities like it.
Fox's Nate Foy in Crystal City, Texas. A new Taliban decree issued Saturday demands that women cover up from head to toe in public, showing at most their eyes. Many Afghans said to be angry or fearful about the new edict, but many women were seen on Sunday in the capital of Kabul wearing their customary conservative attire of headscarves and long coats while their faces were showing. The price for a gallon of gas jumping 15 cents in the past 2 weeks to an average now of $4.38 a gallon.
It is the futures market, very nervous about low stock levels for both gasoline and diesel, and worries about being able to import products, especially in the Northeast, from Europe, and the soaring business costs working into wholesale gasoline and diesel fuel, which are jumping. Retail probably has further to go than we've already seen.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg publishes the Lundberg Survey. The summer movie season off to a blockbuster start thanks to Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, opening with an estimated $185 million in North American ticket sales. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.